Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Benetrends, and Photify. I've had a lot of people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics that we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can drop in a Social Geek logo, upload it onto social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos and GIFs and images that I've already approved. So a tip for all the marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great in-store posts, but you still control the brand, this is the best way to do it. Right now, Photify is offering a small business package subscription free for the next 6 months. You can sign up right now at photify.pro. Okay, today's guest is James Schwartz. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Media Strategies at RE/MAX. Welcome to the show, James.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we are recording here in May of 2020. So anyone who's listening to this in the year 2025 or something like that, just know that what James and I are talking about today is sort of on the cusp of coming out of lockdown. Is that how you would kind of describe where we're at today, James?
Yes, the transition from anxiety into adjustment.
We certainly hope so, because we've had plenty of the former. Before we dive into some of the real marketing geekery that I want to pick your brain about today, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Yeah, thank you. So I love the title. I am a self-proclaimed geek myself. I have been in real estate for about 20 years. I've been in a marketing digital role through that process as well. So started off in home building, land development, and then different aspects of real estate. And now in my current role, I'm the head of marketing with RE/MAX. And so we are a global operation with 110 countries and territories, about 130,000 agents scattered around the globe. And my team is responsible for three big initiatives. The first being attracting the consumer to the brand, making sure we're driving that awareness and familiarity of RE/MAX and who we are, and that we're the number one name in real estate. But then also the exciting part is partnering with our franchisees, the broker owners, whose job is to recruit and retain talent, attracting that agent. And then we also provide marketing support and tools for our agents to build their own businesses within that brokerage, and figuring out how to bring the brand with them and build that kind of co-brand and a lot of that local content that is important. What I love about that is it's really bringing the two big American dreams of home ownership and business ownership together, but also how we can help those local markets serve that local market. We're a bunch of small businesses that happen to be backed by a really big brand.
Yeah, that's always sort of the most interesting part of franchising to me. And I guess it really hits home, no pun intended, when it comes to real estate, because you've got this massive brand that everybody's familiar with, right? Everybody's familiar with the balloon. They've seen the balloon a million times across many parts of media.
But I like to think so.
Yeah. Have you ever ridden in the balloon, by the way?
You know, I've been in it and I've done a tethered ride, but I have not done a free flight.
Wow. Okay. All right. So next time I'm in Colorado and you guys get that balloon fired up, I'm going to hit you up for a ride in the balloon.
Love to have you.
But we've got a massive global brand that everybody's familiar with. But really, when it comes down to buying or selling a house, you're dealing with your local guy there in any town USA. And I think that's kind of the brilliance of franchising, especially a global brand, when it's done right. And I think there's a connecting with the consumer that has to be done from, you know, that local office level, but also at the brand level, let people think that they're really connecting with that brand. How would you describe that?
You know, it's an interesting challenge and opportunity, right? Because in our world, our network is fortunately full of, we're the home of the top producer. So our agents are very productive. Our ideal match is a lot of agents that take their business seriously and want to have a business. So it's things, how do you educate them with how to make that connection? And the big shift lately has been moving from a demographic approach, which I feel is a little old school, but getting down to that people-based approach and making a more one-on-one connection with a person or a specific audience segment. And with that creates a lot of nuance. And then when you throw in a lot of the online and digital opportunities, that landscape is evolving much quickly, right? When I got into the business, it was more simplified. You had the large medias of TV, radio, print, out of home, that type of thing. But now you've got all this new emerging tech, and you have a lot of the landscape evolve so quickly with Facebook improvements and iterations and Instagram coming into the mix. So it's been a fun opportunity is educating our network on how to do that and how to do it well, but also not expecting them to become marketing pros and experts, because what they're really good at is building and nurturing relationships and buying and selling real estate and connecting. So automation is a need. How do we, you know, how do we create opportunities for whether it's key integrations or our automation in the fact of making it more simple for an agent to do online marketing and market correctly, mm-hmm. But not in the sense of not replacing their ability to build that relationship.
I love that idea of getting away from sort of old school demographic targeting, which, you know, I think businesses did for however many decades, because that's all of the data someone had was, well, we can target all of the, you know, 35 to 45 year old males in Texas, or, you know, whatever the demographics were, mm-hmm. and really, really making the brand something that people are attracted to, or something that consumers wanted to engage with, not just because of who they supposedly were on a spreadsheet somewhere.
Exactly. Because, I mean, when you think about the demographics, right, it's nice to start at that level, you know, male versus female, boomers versus millennials, first-time buyers versus repeat, luxury, move up, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
But then getting down into more of that ethos of who a person is. And in our industry, because of it's so highly regulated, that also poses challenges and opportunities around, you know, fair housing and those types of things. So how to make sure that you're doing it appropriately, because we always take it from the standpoint, we want to protect the consumer and educate the consumer in their choices, especially as our industry in the last few years has had a lot of change with new models and new concepts and new brands and things popping up. But how do we really educate that consumer on what their choice is? So a lot of the marketing that we've been deploying in recent years, it's no longer just the awareness of the balloon and the brand and the red over white over blue. It's really thinking through, where are they? Are they in that research phase? Because maybe they have a job transfer or family formation or family separation happening. But also then even taking it further, if I'm in the buying cycle, what am I looking for? And how do we match that buyer with the right agent to help them get the home they want, or same on the seller side. There's a lot of needs around that. And we even take it further into the process, because within each of those micro segments, there's a point of pain. And I think the other part of it is we want to differentiate, because a lot of brands kind of pander to the simplicity, you know, especially in our case, it's the front end of the process when you're starting to look and you're excited in your PJs, thinking about that new home and that new community. But then they also flip to the end of it where it's the closing, and they over-dramatize and simplify the happy couple sitting in the house with the boxes neatly stacked and the perfect dogs sitting there. Well, that's great, but that's not reality, right?
So what we do, that is like every TV commercial from the 70s and 80s about buying a house, I think.
But it's also this year. I mean, a lot of the brands do that. So what we've really taken a look at is, through a lot of consumer research, as well as research within our agents and other brands' agents, is what's that need and how do we really differentiate? And so we're identifying those pain points. And we started our campaign, the sign of a RE/MAX agent, from for sale to sold, rather than the beginning and end that everybody speaks to. How do we focus on that actual process? You know, we've heard anecdotes of, you know, I'd rather have a root canal than sometimes buying and selling. Yeah. The stress that an inspection causes, the stress that a open house causes, having to leave and constantly live in this perfect house that's staged all the time. And especially even recently with COVID, that is, how do you do it virtually? How do you do it safely? People don't want their home necessarily just run through by anyone. Which areas are deeming it as an essential service or not. So there's just a lot of nuance that's been exciting, because I just love this, to look at those trends and data and behavior and opportunities. But how do we really deliver, and how do we speak to the fact that our agents can deliver and help be that trusted advisor and be transparent and honest through the process and get the deals done to help that person into their next home? But it even goes further than that. How do we then educate and help the buyer or seller, once they're in the home, to now make it their own? How do we build that customer for life? How do we stay in front of them as their life evolves? They're looking at their estate planning, financial, whatever that is. How do we just stay in front of them and give our agents the tools to do that, to really build a solid pipeline? You know, in our case, because we've got such heavy producers, they have a great repeat and referral business. And so there's just a lot of cool things that we've been able to adjust and tailor through that process. And it's been really fun.
I love that idea of not letting the brand become something that is just pandering to certain audiences, or even what we think of as people in a certain time of their life. So what are you doing to kind of represent the brand and maybe spotlight the brand in a little bit of a different way than just, you know, the old school real estate pandering to that so-called happy couple?
Yeah, totally. One of the things that we're looking at is, instead of saying like, I'm here for you, especially coming out of COVID, I'm here for you, I'm here to support you. A lot of brands say that, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to do is dig into the heartstrings. How do we make an emotional connection? And one of the things I'm really excited about is we've always created a few versions of like a video spot to run through broadcasts and such, and then customize that and nuance that for different audiences. But this year we really took a hard look at, okay, if the competition and the new models are out there, how do we use humor to create likability and some familiarity and trust with the consumer and stand out from that kind of sea of sameness, but then also present a problem, present a challenge that they might face, or a consideration they might need to make when they're looking for an agent, or when they're getting further down that consideration phase to buying and selling. And so we actually created 12 different spots this year that speak to those, setting up the problem, but then also at the end, wrapping that RE/MAX is there to almost create that calm in a process that is so emotionally charging and can be so frustrating. And it's worked really well. Our network they love the new spots. The consumers are reacting in a positive manner. And it's been really fun to see.
So I kind of hear you saying that it's presenting something almost in the idea of here's something that you may not be aware of, or you may not have thought about when it comes to buying a house, selling a house. Here's something to watch out for. And then you present the solution to that. Is that kind of where you're going with this?
Correct. Yes.
I love that, because I've bought and sold a few houses in my time. And every time there's always some hidden scary thing that I have no idea what to do with it that comes out. So right. I
think every deal is so unique, and every transaction is so different, and every expectation of a buyer or a seller, their motivations are different. The one thing we wanted to be very clear on, though, was we don't want to create more fear and more anxiety in that process by presenting that opportunity or that consideration or that challenge. We wanted to make sure we were doing it in a thoughtful way that was hopefully inspiring a thought process and what they might consider. But again, keeping it somewhat lighthearted, somewhat fun, somewhat kind of authentic connection to it. But again, not adding more stress to the stressful situation that they're facing going through the process.
Yeah, I think you're really talking about humanizing the brand there, you know, something fun and okay. So I think you're in a great spot to do that when you have this network of agents and offices and franchisees, where you can actually humanize people who are already humans, not just trying to humanize some corporate brand logo, because like I said, it is people actually doing business with, you know, the woman down the street who owns the local Remax office. Tell me about that. How are you humanizing on that local level as opposed to, you know, on more of a global level?
Yeah. So two things that come to mind there is we've really been focusing on video. It's one thing to see a graphic and read something, but we know that consumers' attention spans and the amount of time you're going to get them to react and engage is, you know, I like to jokingly say we're all turning into goldfish because we're bombarded with messages over and over and over many, many times within an hour, right?
Uh-huh.
So what we love about video is it allows you to differentiate and connect and hit on more of the senses and let people see who you are and how you live and what you have to offer and make that connection with that prospect that you don't work with or make that stickiness with your current sphere of influence and your past customers. And then from there, taking a step further with leveraging social, right? Social media is a great way to connect and warm up the conversation. And with that, though, because of all of the nuances and specs and output ratios and things that, again, agents most of the time are not going to understand, we were working to simplify that. So things like PhotoFi. So we worked with them to create an exclusive for Remax to make it easy that instead of having to go to a location such as a design center or somewhere to go get files and then download them and then upload them and then figure out, you know, aspect ratios and the complication that can happen with advertising online and with social media, we wanted to simplify that so that they can make it really quick. We broke our network into kind of three tiers. There's going to be a subset that really care about custom content and they're savvy and they're excited about that. And they really think about that consumer experience and how they can, again, solve the problem or identify an opportunity or a need. There's also the other section that are still fearful, but they want to put content out. So there's the repost, right? You can just put things out as if you created it and it's that truly easy button. But the bigger chunk is that subset of leveraging templates, swapping photography, text, personalizing, putting your own brand into the mix with the bigger brand or your team brand, and really being able to make that content easy and creating content on the go. So as you're meeting people, as you're talking to a prospective agent, maybe to join your team, if you're meeting with that potential buyer or seller, or you meet someone at a coffee shop, how can you quickly respond and show your value and show your marketing savvy? And so those are the types of tools and integrations that we've been working on and continue to develop and evolve with that has been well received by the network.
Yeah, I love that idea of empowering the local agents and franchisees and really making them, you mentioned video, making them sort of the star of the show when it comes to videos and things like that, but not putting them in the position where they have to understand the Facebook algorithm, right? And not understand, they don't have to understand how something works and why it changed from what it was last week. That's hard enough for people who do that as a full-time job, let alone someone else who's running a small business somewhere. So I think that's a great direction you guys are
absolutely
going.
Yeah, I think it's change management's hard, right?
Yeah.
And it's so quickly evolving. So we do still make sure we educate because I think there's also a little bit of that trust but verify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to say it's easy, but then they want to know, right? Where is it at? Is it working? What does working mean? Am I effective? You know? And so we're trying to educate them on it's not that one-shot wonder, right? You don't throw it all to one homepage, right? Think about, I'm looking, you know, promoting the fact that I have a condo for sale. Let's have a landing page about condos for sale. If I'm trying to attract a buyer, maybe it's a buyer's guide. Like, how do we make a connection that, again, resonates with that consumer, provides value? Because if you can do that and lean in, you're going to be on the short list to consider make that connection with people.
Awesome. James, we're going to be back in just a moment with some final thoughts and anything else you wanted to share that's going on at RE/MAX these days, including some contact information. But first, a quick message that now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. James Schwartz of RE/MAX, thanks so much for being here today. Anything new and cool that you wanted to give us a little taste of that you're working on, or maybe send some folks to a place where they can touch base with you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I'm excited about is we really have taken a look at the ecosystem that mm-hmm. we're creating and developing for the brand. We acquired a company named Booge that's building out our tech stack for websites, CRM, lead management, deal pipeline, that type of thing. And then we've also developed a platform we call Megaphone. So it's kind of the easy button for online advertising. So taking some of the complexity out of it for paid advertising, mm-hmm. That is also integrated with Photofy to create the organic content. But the other one I'm really excited about is First. So this is a predictive analytics model it's an app that kind of gamifies the process of integrating with your CRM and your phone contacts, but then identifying those opportunities. So it rates them with a 3-star. And what I love is it helps agents know, A, to stay in front of their sphere, because we know that a lot of consumers say they would like to work with their agent, but agents are so busy, they're not always good at staying in front of that past customer.
Yeah.
So this helps them identify, hey, my past customer is now, there are some signals that are occurring and then actions they're taking that they might be selling in the next 12 months. So it identifies that, right? And then it prompts them to follow up and how to stay in flow with that contact. But what's really cool is if the agent doesn't take action, it will actually then flag, hey, that contact that we told you that was going to sell, they did in fact sell. And this is in fact who they listed with, and this was the price point. So it shows lost opportunity. And so it helps to change behavior and help them hone in on what they're doing from a marketing perspective and building and nurturing those relationships, and then leveraging technology to empower that, not putting it on autopilot. So there's a really cool set of tools and platforms that we're building and integrating that I believe will help us continue, you know, with that top position in the industry and making the right connection with agents, serving the right message at the right time to the right audience, and helping our agents build a successful business.
Is that all stuff that's rolling out like the second half of this year, or what's your timeline on some of these projects?
So Booge is rolled out, and it's a continuous iterative process to continue making improvements. We actually interview and get feedback directly from our membership. So the nice thing is we can control that roadmap. It's built for our network. First is also just recently launched. And so right now we're going through a promotion to get all of our agents into it with a trial period. And let them kind of kick the tires and see what it's looking like and how, you know, deduping contacts and cleansing their database. Our chief customer officer, I love what he says about it. There's that concern around data, right? And data privacy, and is it mine, and is it my data if I choose to go somewhere, right? That's a real thing. And we always make sure that we're doing the right thing, protecting that consumer and protecting that data. But I love when he says, it's not so much worrying about your data, it's about protecting your database. Because as an agent, that is your lifeline, that is your pipeline, that's how you build. And so these tools are now out, and now right now through the rest of this year and into 21, we're going to be building more strategic integrations so that our agents don't have to go in and out of all of these disparate platforms. They all are talking together.
Very cool. If any of our listeners would like to learn a little bit more about any of these programs or anything else we talked about here today, where's the best place for them to reach out to you?
I would say on LinkedIn, look up James Schwartz. You'll see my bright, shiny face with my RE/MAX pin on. check out there, but also check out RE/MAX.com and first.io.
Excellent. We will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com as well. James, thanks so much for being here today, and we will chat with you again very soon.
Thank you very much, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.